Kishore Biyani and Squo's Future Group plans to sell some of its prominent in-house brands like Cover Story under its apparel retail business Future Lifestyle Fashion Limited and Tasty Treat under its snacks unit Future Consumer Limited, two people aware of the development told Mint. And NBSP. This is a part of a larger effort to resolve the group and Squo's balance sheet stress by reducing its debt. And NBSP. In a recent report, Care Ratings said Future Lifestyle Fashion is exploring various options to tide over debt issues, including selling some of its brands. The Future Group is also seeking buyers for its stake in an insurance joint venture apart from offering to sell more stake in Future Retail to Amazon. The group and Squo's stake in Future Supply Chain Solutions Limited has also been put on the block as part of these efforts. Meanwhile, the Adani Group is reconsidering its plans amid the pandemic, including investments in the Krishnapatnam and Dighi ports besides cold chain management company Snowman Logistics, people in the know told Mint. Handled Quo, Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone wanted to buy 75% stake in Krishnapatnam Port Company Limited but is now renegotiating deal terms to buy 30% stake, Andrew Quo, one of the persons said. Billionaire Gautam Adani-led group may also delay the takeover of Guwahati and Jaipur airports, which it had bid for successfully last year. And NBSP. Similarly, a long-awaited transfer of solar power assets from the ESSEL group to Adani and Squo's renewable energy arm is also pending. Separately, the government has been advised by state-backed think tank Niti Aayog to privatize a few state-run banks and to halt future bailouts from taxpayer money, three people familiar with the plans told the Economic Times. Possible candidates include Punjab and AMP, Zind Bank, Bank of Maharashtra and Indian Overseas Bank, which are not part of the ongoing consolidation plan. It is also suggested that select industrial houses should be given banking licenses with the caveat that they don't and Squo's lend to group firms. Meanwhile, Renew Power is likely to sell its 300 megawatt of wind farms in Karnataka to UK government-backed Ayana Renewable for 1,500 crore, $200 million at current exchange rate, people aware of the matter told the Economic Times. Sale of the wind farms could help Renew reduce debt and generate cash to meet upcoming financial obligations such as redemption of bonds issued to overseas investors, the persons said. Renew and Squo's wind farms in Karnataka are located in four districts and Raychur, Bijapur, Belgaum, and Bellary. The company may retain up to 300 megawatt of wind farms after the deal with Ayana, going by one of the persons. Separately, Yes Bank has hired six investment banks to raise about 10,000 crore, $1,330 million at current exchange rate, two people involved in the process told the Economic Times. The troubled bank, under a government-approved scheme, was taken under control by an SBI-led consortium of banks, replacing its board. And NBSP. Yes Bank needs to raise at least 4,000 crore of equity capital this year to comply with mandatory requirements, CEO Prashant Kumar had said. And NBSP. The bank needs more capital despite a government-initiated 10,000 crore bailout led by SBI and a 8,415 crore write-down of additional Tier 1 bonds that helped it post a notional net profit of 2,629 crore in the 3 months ended March 31, 2020.